We get the hour underway, though, the way we do every Wednesday, round about this time of year, as we check in with the head coach of University of Maine Black Bear Hockey, Ben Barr. Ben, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Doing well, thanks. Good to have you back here with us. So we were talking before we came on. We've mentioned a couple of times this week you're in search of a game for this weekend, but no takers out there yet.
Yeah, we haven't had anybody, geographically where we're able to, they can come here on a bus ride or we can go there, have a cancellation yet. So, there's been quite a few, since the break, obviously, but nothing this weekend as of yet. So we'll see, probably have to figure that out by tomorrow if it's going to happen. But as of right now, we're idle this weekend.
You played a very good team last weekend, and had maybe three or four pretty good periods. What I'm wondering is, are you finding that with between injuries and COVID and the like, harder and harder to get the right left right shots in the right places?
Not so much. I mean, guys are comfortable playing both sides these days, and a lot of teams play wings on their off sides anyway. So it's we have the most of our team back, so it hasn't been a big issue for us.
Looked at the tape and of both games, what was it in both first periods that was most annoying or troubling for you?
Pardon me, I got a something in my throat there. All right, sorry guys, I'm off. Getting there. I think with our team, it's more of a mentality than anything else. It's, even in those first periods, we didn't play poorly, and we're still down 3-0 both nights after the first period. Yeah. And, it's more trying to change the mentality of our team and our program, the culture. It's a struggle. We've made some strides, and, I really enjoyed coaching these guys this year as much as the wins and losses have been there. It's been they're improving so much, and you feel for them, and we all want to win, and you really feel for the guys because they're giving themselves a chance every night, but they're still good teams and good programs find a way to win games, and we still are finding a way to lose games. We had chances to score in the first period of both nights. Our energy level was good. I think you could say the first 5-6 minutes of both nights, we were maybe the better team, and then they get one chance or one power play at the back of the net, and then it snowballs on you, and now we're digging out of a hole again. And, good teams do that to you, and Lowell's a really good team. They're really well coached. They have an established program. They know what to do. They don't panic, and they don't compound mistakes. And that seems to be what we do. We're getting better at it, but it still hasn't added up to wins for us yet.
Well, of course, there's the mental aspect of what happens when you fall behind early. But in terms of coaching and strategy, how much has that changed things up for you? Yes, there's a lot of hockey left to go, but do you have to do things differently when you're down 2-0, 3-0?
I mean, you can, but you're really just trying to stick to we're trying to find things that we do well that give our team an identity of, okay, this is what the University of Maine Black Bear hockey team does. And, the one thing that we stressed at the first half, and I spoke to you guys about, is our work ethic. Our work ethic was just not there, and our details weren't there. And I think we've made strides there. And if the work ethic's there, you always have a chance to come back. I mean, you can change things you do in your power play or penalty kill, or you could be a little bit more aggressive on a forecheck or whatever. But if you don't have an identity, if you don't have, those one or two things that is the identity of your team, it's, you're always fighting that uphill battle. And I think we're finding that, when we run into a team like Lowell, they have a identity that everybody knows, and they just do it better. They don't change a thing any given night, and they just do what they do better than what their opponent does normally. And but for us, the thing is, we're not that far away, and we're getting closer. It's just it is frustrating, though, because at the end of the day, the wins and losses are what matter. And you know, we need to focus on the execution part of it now. Like, that was, you know, we were trying to set a standard of work ethic that first half. Now if we get a 2-on-1 or a 3-on-2 or a power play, we have to execute. You know, like, we can't waste those opportunities if it's a back and forth even game statistically, and we're on the losing end most of the nights. That means we're the grade A chances are the same, all that kind of stuff. We're wasting opportunities, or we're not bearing down on our opportunities.
Do you think, I noticed that in both games, there were times when it looked like, oh, we're going to score here, we're going to score.
Yeah.
Is it the guys just holding the stick a little too tight, or do you think it's that people are, I don't want to be the one that screws it up?
I don't want to be the one to screw it up, but I do, you know, I think we've had that at times this year, you know, where some of these games in the first half where we, you know, the first 10 minutes of the game, we could have been down 5-0. And, you know, that we haven't done that in a while. Like, you know, I think we figured that out, but there's a difference between, I don't want to be the one that screwed up, and I don't want to be the one responsible to win the game for us, you know? And, you know, we win as a team and we lose as a team, and hockey is an ultimate team sport. But within that team, you need some guys to step up and say, hey, I want to be the man. I want to show people that I can be better than what they think I am today. And, you know, we've had some guys that have done that this year, you know, like Lyndon Breen is a really good player for us, and Donovan Hoole, and, you know, Jacob Sirota and David Brazil have done a really good job. We need it in net. We need it throughout our lineup. And we're not going to be a team that relies on one or two guys to win games for us, but we need some of these guys that are, they're great kids, they're really hard workers, but, you know, when you get a chance, it has to go in the back of the net. It can't be okay to have 0 or 1 goal over the course of the season, you know, like that's, and, you know, we don't talk about stats as a program that much, but that's the truth. Like, when you have it, because it's not a lack of opportunities for a lot of these guys. I mean, they get opportunities. They get odd man rushes, breakaways, power play opportunities. So it's not that they aren't getting shots on goal or grade A chances, but then there's a mentality of being like, this thing's going into the back of the net rather than just shoot it into the goalie's chest or shoot it wide or whiff on it or pass it and the pass doesn't complete and you wasted a chance. So that's the mentality piece I think we have to really work on here.
We're talking with Ben Barr, head coach of Maine Black Bear Hockey on Downtown. Ben, I'm curious, in terms of recruiting, can you assess work ethic when you're out there recruiting young guys for the program?
You can. I think, you know, if you value that when you're watching a game, that's, you pick up on it, you know, and it's also the character piece, and it's a cliche that you hear everywhere. Everyone will tell you they want, you know, the high character kids, but there's a lot of things when you're going through a recruiting process that, you know, that are easy things to figure out that are going to tell you a lot about somebody, you know, like, what kind of student are they? You know, do they return your calls promptly, or, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm. Like, it's, and because they're not going to, when they get here, you're not going to change, you know, you're going to change bits and pieces of their hockey, you know, they're going to mature as people, but, you know, they are who they are a lot of times when they're 20 years old. And, you know, so you have to put a lot of stock into that. Like, are they going to be coachable? Are they going to be able to handle hard coaching? You know, we're a pretty honest group, our staff, and, you know, I think we're easy to talk to, but I also think we're going to be demanding, and we're going to expect a really high standard if we want to turn this program around. And, you know, there's a certain kind of player that thrives in a place like that, and there's some that don't, and that's okay, and that's what we have to filter through.
The four players that you mentioned are obviously four players that make the team anywhere in Hockey East. I mean, mm-hmm. Breen and Hoole and Sirota and Brazil. And it's, when I think about how they all got here, it's all sort of different routes. I mean, Sirota obviously came in the middle of the year, and Brazil was, I believe, walked on. You correct me if I'm wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that whenever they have the puck, the fans know that they have the puck, and they get excited. I mean, I think in that sense, one thing that's really changed in the old barn this year is the minute one of those guys has it, people inch a little bit forward in their seats, or they take a little bit deeper breath, because they realize they're playmakers. Have you seen that start to rub off on maybe some of the other guys who say, man, I want to be like Linden. I want to be like Jacob.
Yeah, I think, and again, those guys, it's not a, there's no secret formula to that. Those guys are four of our hardest working players in practice every day. They're the hardest working guys in the weight room. So, you know, it's a simple game when it comes down to, when it comes to development. You're either putting the time in and you have the right attitude or you don't. And I think there's, you know, I think Jack Quinlivan is a great, is a great example for us. Like, and he's not a guy that's been a high point producer in his 5 years here. But if you see where his game is today from where it was at the beginning of this year and where it was, you know, probably, you know, the last few years, like, Quinny gets a lot of scoring chances now, and he's always just been relied upon as being, you know, he's a hard worker, he's our captain, you know, everyone, you know, respects him. But, you know, I've talked to Quinny a lot. It's like, Quinny, you can be better than what people expect you to be. You know, you can score, you can make plays. And he has, he's started to, and he's getting a lot of grade A chances, and you see him carrying the puck up the ice a little bit more. You know, but I think, you know, Linden and Donovan have, you know, they're not scared of any big moments. Same with Jacob and David. And there's other guys too. I'm not just singling those guys out, but, you know, like, that's infectious when you have guys that, you know, that want to be the best. I want to be that guy. And, you know, but I think a lot of it stems too. Like, I think guys have a ton of respect for Quinny and some of our other older guys, but, we need more. We need more guys to take that mentality. And, you know, I'm going to do everything I can do to help this team be the best they can be. And in person, and then individually, that will help them as well down the road. You know, the better our program is, the more time and effort they put into their development, you know, it's a win-win for everybody.
Ben Barr, head coach, Black Bear Hockey at the University of Maine. And Ben, we appreciate it. As always, hope you can find a game in the next couple of days. And either way, we'll talk with you again next Wednesday.
Sounds great, guys. I appreciate it.
Ben Barr, talking Black Bear Hockey with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear Reports, well, they're brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And again, every time Ben's on, we just come away more impressed.
Yeah, and I see, I mean, I've watched a lot of hockey in my life. I see how close they are now. And, man, I got to tell you, beginning of the season, they were fourth in VZ, you know, from being a good hockey team. And they are really close. They got to get the goaltending solved. But the guys he mentioned are just electrifying. I mean, Hulin, Breen, to watch them play on that line with Poisson is, that's really good. I mean, that's really good.
Ben Barr, University of Maine Hockey, every Wednesday here on Downtown.